Back from the front and talking over the battles they've seen, I found Shaheen and his friend, who goes by the name of Lucky, in the rather banal setting of a coffee shop. It's one of the more disconcerting aspects of this conflict that the front has often been less than an hour's drive from Erbil, the capital city of Iraqi Kurdistan. Fighters can be in the thick of battle against Islamic State and then home for tea, or in this case, a cappuccino. But then they're used to enduring sudden and radical change of circumstance. Like many of the Kurdish Peshmerga, neither of these two is a professional soldier. Shaheen is a civil servant, while Lucky trained as a baker and was living and working in the north of England near Manchester until he decided to come back here to join the fight.
If I have to die, I have to die here. Of course, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel scared sometimes, but I have to be there. Like I say, is my country needs me.
I'm trying to imagine what it's like not to be a professional soldier, but to be a baker by training and then to find yourself in this fierce battle.
Yeah, I was in UK. I was in a safe place with my kids, with my family. But when I see my people here, they struggle with those dangerous enemies. No matter where I am, I have to come back for it.
Shaheen, you are a civil servant. Again, not in any way a professional soldier, and yet find yourself in the front line of battle. What's it like making that transition?
I didn't like it. I was scared. I had to shoot and learn while shooting ISIS. We have veterans, we have volunteers who got killed, close friends, families, people who I grow up with. And it's a real sense of getting revenge of those inhuman Islamic State soldiers, whoever they call it. I mean, the killing, the beheading. We have a real sense of, okay, you want to fight? Here you go. We are in it.
The advance against Islamic State has been fairly steady, to the point where an alliance of Kurdish fighters and others from elsewhere in Iraq are now within a few miles of Mosul. But they have taken casualties from booby traps, suicide bombers, and the occasional sniper. What really worries them now is that the group calling itself Islamic State may launch a chemical weapons attack. IS are thought to be stockpiling a large quantity of chlorine-based agents in Mosul. And to defend themselves against this and the other weaponry, Kurds are asking their allies abroad for more help. Dara Yara, a Kurdish minister in Iraq's national government, gave me a wish list.
We need masks for protection against chemical weapons and also curing agents for people to be treated instantly. We need foreign trainers to come and train local people because ISIS techniques are developing day by day.
You know that there is a great reluctance in Britain and in some parts of the United States to get involved in conflicts, particularly in Iraq, after all that's happened here. And when you suggest sending in more foreign trainers, more military experts to come and help, there will be people who say, no, we're not going to do that again.
I have to deliver a message to the international community. Iraqi army, Peshmergas, are fighting for the whole world and humanity. Terrorists attacked places in France, in United States, in UK, in Germany, everywhere. Who is fighting ISIS directly? It is us. So they have to help us with equipment, military assistance, trainings, and all these things. They have done some of that, but that's not enough.
Erbil is a strange place. In many ways, the advance guard of Iraq's development, with new buildings going up here all the time, efficient services at work from banking to estate agents. Standing here in the city centre, you really can't believe that there's such a desperate war going on so near. And yet there are also reminders of the Kurds' long series of wars, monuments to their suffering under Saddam Hussein and under earlier Iraqi leaders. Indeed, some will tell you that this has come to be the very definition of what it is to be a Kurd.
If someone asking me why Kurdish people fighting, the answer will be, we didn't have any another chance. To stay in history, to stay as a nation, it became part of Kurdish identity, making identity through fighting.
Rebwa Sueli is a writer, a lecturer in philosophy, and a man with a long memory, even by Kurdish standards, because the battle against Islamic State he sees as a rerun of the original fight Kurds undertook in the 7th century, when the first wave of Arabs set off to spread Islam around the Middle East. Setting off a struggle for independence, he says they've been waging ever since.
At the Muhammad's time, the Islamic State at that time began to invade and make war against all these people around them, which was not Arab. One of them is Kurdish people. Now, ISIS came to destroy us forever. And we say, no, stop. We have been through that before.
We're speaking just as Kurdish fighters and others are trying to drive Islamic State out of Mosul. But to listen to you, there's this sense you have that for the Kurds, it's not going to end here.
It doesn't end after Mosul. I think Kurds continue to fight as soon as possible. We became separated from Iraq. That's first and very important because there is no Iraq. Kurdish statehood come as soon as possible to be accepted as a nation like all other nations in the world. That's what we fight for.